Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and joining us now is James Reed of the BBC's World Service Africa Desk to report on a very interesting story taking place offshore of Somalia, where pirates have reportedly hijacked and taken into custody a vessel containing tank parts from Soviet tanks on their way to Kenya. And it's an incident of piracy in a place long known for piracy. And the standoff of the Ukrainian vessel, which is still in the hands of Somalian pirates, it seems to be escalating as U.S. warships have now gone to the region. James Reed, why don't you lay out what exactly happened here and, you know, how likely is this standoff to continue?
Well, the Ukrainian ship carrying not just tank parts, but 33 Russian-made tanks, as well as large quantities of ammunition and rocket launchers, was hijacked by pirates on Friday. It's now moored off the coast of central Somalia, surrounded by warships both from the United States and from an international coalition which operates in the region to combat piracy. The pirates are on board. They're holding the crew of 21 hostage. They're demanding a ransom of $20 million. They say they won't release the vessel and its crew unless they're paid, and they're not afraid to fight it out if it comes to it.
And these were pirates in relatively small boats who came alongside this Ukrainian ship and with a lot of weapons were able to overpower the crew. You say there are tanks on board. The pirates don't actually want the tanks. They simply want the ransom, correct?
That's right. I mean, over the past year, there's been a dramatic increase in piracy off Somali waters. This is perhaps the 30th ship to be hijacked. And these pirates operate a sophisticated operation. They use fast speedboats. They're armed with rocket-propelled grenades and assault weapons. But a lot of them operate from motherships disguised as fishing trawlers, so they have a very long range. They can get far out into the Indian Ocean to attack ships moving through the Gulf of Aden, which is a busy shipping lane linking the Mediterranean Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea and the Indian Ocean. Now, they're in the business of raising ransoms, and they've ransomed at least 12 ships so far this year, each time for at least $1 million. And these funds, in turn, allow them to buy more weapons, more fast boats. But no, their interest is not the tanks, and there's considerable doubt as to whether they could even unload the tanks. They don't have proper port facilities where they're based in these hideouts on the Somali coast. But obviously, Somalia is a country torn apart by civil war, and there's considerable concern in the region as to what impact these weapons might have if they were unloaded, not just the tanks, but the RPGs that they have that are on board, the tons of ammunition and shells could obviously be used by insurgents in Somalia who are fighting the transitional, very weak transitional government and its Ethiopian allies.
Sure, James. Well, before we go, in the last few seconds, I mean, how much piracy would have to take place to significantly disrupt shipping traffic through the Suez Canal? Because at a certain point, ships are going to have to find alternatives if this continues.
That's right. Well, shipping already is severely disrupted. International warships are escorting vessels through the area. There are ships from Denmark, from other European countries, from the United States and Canada. Also, food aid shipments into Somalia, where millions depend on food aid, have been attacked. And the World Food Program is relying on Western warships to escort those.
So
no,
piracy,
it's a major international problem.
Piracy having an impact
on the need for a solution.
Piracy having an impact on food aid as well as commerce in weapons. James Reed of the BBC's World Service, thank you very much for joining us. James Reed was speaking to us from Bush House there in London.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.